Hi there. Following last week's radio show with Carl Munson, I've been asked to kind of clarify a bit on how to spot subliminal resistance with certain things and how to deal with it. Basically, how to spot it, I firstly would say I wouldn't go around looking for issues. What I would say is if something's in your vibration, something's in your issue today and you're thinking about it, well, then great, let's give it a go. So what I would do is just say to yourself now, how would I feel with this thing right now? If I had it right now, if I had this partner right this second, if I had that Jaguar right this second, if I had this house right this second, this £1 million house, how would I feel? Straight away, how would you feel? And if one part of you goes a little bit or hesitates, then you've got some resistance. There is nothing wrong with that at all, because we don't realise how many things we kind of stay in our vibration subliminally without even knowing it. So all I do to kind of deal with it as such is just write it down. So okay, then what is it that's bothering me? What would it bother me about having a Jaguar? What would bother me about living in my £1 million house? Just see what comes up. Have a bit of fun. Right, okay, what am I going to write? Right. What could it be? Well, it could be this, could be that. It could be that you don't want to leave your family. It could be that you don't think you deserve it. Anything. Just write it down. Then the next question you're going to ask is how to deal with it. Well, the thing is, there's nothing you've got to do. You want to deal with it and you can deal with it, but if you're living a good life without it, just try and think of positive things, just kind of soften the edges around it. If it is you feel that the Jaguar is out of your price range, it's not believable, then just try and soften it. Just say, well, there's a chance, isn't there, I might get it. It doesn't mean I'm just not for sure that I'm not going to get it, and if I do get it, it's okay, I'm still the same person inside. You'd literally find anything you can do to soften the edges of the resistance. That's all you can do. You can't go from 1 minute being really resistant about something to the next minute being absolutely fine. That's part of the journey. Just all you need to do is take incremental steps, little shifts in your vibration. So when you get that thing that isn't coming and you ask yourself and you get something that shows a block, like you said, that could be that you want a partner and you feel, okay, today I'm going to feel I've got a partner, and then you think, oh, he might leave me. Oh, great. Oh, that's what I've still got in my vibration. That's why he's not here. So all you got to do is write it down. He's not going to leave me. Right, well, how can I soften that? How can I feel a bit better about that? Well, not every person's going to leave me. Someone's left me in the past doesn't mean everyone's going to leave me. There are lots of decent people out there. I know this person, that person, that person's got a fantastic partner. Why can't I? Well, I can. It's my reality. Isn't that great? I have the power to change this. Think of anything you can do, anything you can think to try and soften the edges. That's all you can do. But that's my advice for tonight. It's a little bit rushed, I know, but tune in for next week's show and we'll discuss it a bit more and I'll kind of expand on the answers a bit more. But like I said, just to briefly go over, sit there and ask, how would you feel now with this thing in your life that you're missing? How do you feel that instantly? And if you get a bit of oomph, then ask yourself, what is that oomph? What have I got problems with it about it? Have a bit of fun with it. Don't get too heavy. Just think, what is it? And then write them down and then just try and soften the edges. Soften the edges. A good way of doing that is a focus wheel, which we will talk about again probably in this week's show coming. And I'll probably do some focus wheels with you to kind of soften the edges. But that's it. Don't forget, there's nowhere you've got to be. Nothing you've got to do. All you've got to do is enjoy yourself as much as you can. Look at all the positive things in your life. At the moment, there's probably things that your life's going brilliantly without this thing, so it doesn't matter. It's not the end of the world. There's so many more things that can go on, so many more things to look forward to. Your life's looking brilliant, and I'm hopefully be a part of it, and hopefully you'll tell me what things happen to you. But hopefully this has helped a little bit, and I'll speak to you very soon on my show this Thursday.